help you get a car today. For price, selection, and service, Warner won't be beat.
We give you
variety.
Love the variety.
Variety is the way to go.
It's absolutely amazing.
I love it.
The hottest music of the 90s and now.
Tell me.
On Mix 96.7.
7:41 on your Wednesday morning.
Good morning.
You ready to wrestle?
Are you ready to rumble? Yes.
Yeah, no, that you can't say that. That's a copywritten, trademarked thing. You can't go, let's get ready to rumble.
Well, you
just start that show at the beginning of each match?
No.
No, you don't do that.
We stay away from that one.
Do you do the national anthem?
We do.
We were talking a couple of weeks ago about that. What sports don't play the national anthem?
We were?
Yeah, we were.
Okay.
I think golf. I don't think they do it at golf.
Yeah.
Or do they?
Yeah, I think they do.
They do?
I don't know.
Okay. Just
well, let's
wonder.
Not talk about golf. Let's talk about wrestling.
Yes.
How about Tiffin University wrestling?
All right.
Welcome, Joey Simcoe, into our playpen. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
What is your official title?
So I am actually the director of wrestling, head wrestling coach of the men's team.
But you also have something unique.
Mm-hmm.
You have a women's wrestling program.
We do. We were the first one in the state of Ohio. Last year was the inaugural season, and we're in our second season now with the women's program. And Coach Nick Goble is heading that up and doing a fantastic job.
Why did you decide to enter this kind of realm?
You know, for a multitude of reasons. It was we hit a scare in 2013. They were talking about dropping wrestling from the Olympics. And it kind of sparked this whole movement across the country. And you saw these women's programs adding at a rapid rate. And, you know, it was like 2000, I want to say 5 or 6, the first time I had seen women's collegiate wrestling. Maybe it was 7. And to watch them wrestle was something different. They weren't just wrestling. They were wrestling for respect of the sport, for women. And it was something that just kind of spoke to me. And we had the opportunity here at TU, and it made sense.
How is women's wrestling different than men's in terms of, are there different rules? Are there different things that they have to do?
Yeah, it's a lot different. So we wrestle folk style on the men's side. That's what you see in like high school and you know, youth wrestling. What women compete at is freestyle wrestling. So it's what you see in the Olympics. And we're actually the only country in the world that wrestles folk style. Everybody else wrestles freestyle from a young age. So
okay, you're talking to a person who doesn't know much about wrestling. So when you say folk style, what does that mean?
So there's a lot of rules to explain there. But
okay.
So like freestyle is what you see in the Olympics on TV. So it's a much faster pace match, right? Folk style has 3 periods. Freestyle has 2. It's you can score in a lot faster scenario in freestyle. So
when you start a match, does a freestyle start the same way in terms of how they are posed?
Positioned.
Yeah, so that's a big one. So neutral is when both wrestlers are on their feet. So freestyle, folk style start that way.
Mm-hmm.
But mat wrestling is much different. So in high school or college men's, you know, you have the referee's position, which, you know, both periods, second period, third period, each wrestler gets a choice. But in freestyle, there you get like a 15-second period after you get a takedown, and then they put you back on your feet. The idea is that it keeps the match moving at a faster pace. So it is definitely different. And one of my favorite things to do is to sit with people who haven't seen freestyle yet when we have a women's event at home and try to explain the rules, because it's just a lot.
So what happens when you are training as a collegiate student to be on the U.S. Olympic team? Do you have to change and you have to wrestle freestyle?
Yeah, on the men's side, it's kind of different. You'll see guys take Olympic red shirt years. We actually, some of our women went down to Texas and competed at the Open. And my assistant coach, Dustin, got to hang out with Spencer Lee a little bit, a wrestler from Iowa. And he just jumped in the Open, hadn't competed it, ended up winning it.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a freak. But it was kind of crazy. He said, yeah, wrestling's wrestling. But for the rest of us that live in the world, not Spencer Lee does, it's much different. It takes a couple, you know, months to get back into the swing of things, training the different styles.
Your program has had huge success on the men's side.
Thank you.
And
we're trying.
Explain from a standpoint across the U.S. where some of those TU wrestlers have gone.
So this is my ninth year, 10th year of the program, and we've had 12 All-Americans now, two national champions and a finalist. So, you know, we really came from nothing to something, and it's just been a fun growth. I mean, we got guys from Florida, from, you know, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. We got guys coming in from all over, and kind of the same thing's happening on the women's side. You know, we have a lot of ladies coming from California, Florida, not just Ohio. So we're kind of all over the country, and we're trying to put Tiffin Wrestling all over, you know. That's the goal.
They've done well with track.
Yeah, you are on the map, though, this year, being ranked, correct?
Yes, yes. So right now we're ranked eighth in the country. The women are ranked eighth in the country, which is pretty neat, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just both placed eighth down at National Duels. It's just been it's been a whirlwind, really. Like, it's kind of crazy to keep up with all of it, but both programs are definitely having success.
You've also got the Adelsberger Wrestling building,
yeah,
which certainly helps a lot.
Tremendously, and we've had great support, not only from the community but the school as well. And you know, we have a 6,000 square foot wrestling facility. That's just the wrestling mat area. We have a men's and women's locker room in there, along with all of our coaches' offices. So we're kind of a one-stop shop. You know, it's nice. We don't have to run back and forth from facilities, and we're able to train and really focus in and you know, catch people up that need caught up on skill sets.
You've got something going on in that facility later tonight, don't you?
Up at the Gilmore, yep. We have we dual Rochester, a new NAIA program out of Michigan, for our senior night on the men's side. So this is our only home duel this year, and it's at 7 o'clock tonight. Admission's free, so we'd love to have people come in. We got a lot of good stuff going. We got the national pins leader. Hayden Brawny's going to wrestle his last match at TU tonight, so should be bittersweet, but be a lot of fun.
Do you often have local schools encourage them to come in and watch at the collegiate level?
Absolutely,
high schools?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things that's actually helped us is our connection to the local community. We've done a lot with bringing young kids in, bringing high school kids in to see, you know, what we have going on, and just kind of spreading the word, because, you know, like I said, it's been a short/long 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember when I made my first couple of recruiting calls, people didn't know we had a program. So now it's kind of nice, you know, when we make those calls, people are excited, and they're excited to come in and check everything out.
Though he's a little busy right now, U.S. Congressman Jim Jordan is a huge wrestler, has played. He wrestled at Iowa, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
right.
He's from St. Paris, Ohio. Him and his brother were both four-timers, and Jim actually went on to be a two-time national champion and was the last American to beat John Smith, which is a feat all of its own.
If anybody wants any more information about the wrestling program at Tiffin University, how do they get a hold of you?
You can hit us up on the website, gotiffindragons.com, or we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, just Tiffin Wrestling. We try to stay up on that stuff as much as we can. Every now and then we do slip and miss somebody, so if we do, don't get mad at us. We'll get you, I promise.
I ain't getting mad at a wrestler. All right, question is, Oh, you want to give a shout-out to your son, who's also a pretty good wrestler,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, yeah, both my boys, yeah.
A couple of them.
Yeah, we got Joey Maddox and CJ scrapping too, so we got we got a trifecta going in high school as well.
Man. CJ just won over the weekend, didn't he?
He did. He won the tournament down at Galleon, so nice weekend for him. And he's dropping another weight class, and we'll see what happens. You know, I'm hoping he can sneak into the lineup and be the starter and head out to postseason.
All right, if you were to be a wrestler, if you were to be one of those people on,
like the Hulk,
yeah, like on Saturday Night Wrestling, who would you be?
So if I had to pick a person that's already out there, I loved the Ultimate Warrior. I just loved his intensity. But when I was doing some MMA stuff, they nicknamed me the Bulldog, so I'd probably go with that.
I love that.
The Bulldog. Would you wear kind of a Bulldog mask or something?
Yeah, and if under this beard, it's hard to see. Under this beard, I actually have a jawline, so I think that's where it went. But I think I'd go with the Bulldog and probably wear a collar or something cool.
Oh, there you go.
Spikes.
Yeah, yeah.
Nickname Spike. All right.